Hello, and welcome to Iacon Underground Radio for the week of early September.
September, yes.
I'm Jen, a.k.a. Trickster.
And I'm David, a.k.a. Strange Four.
Yeah, our schedule has been a mess because of COVID and special needs kittens rescue and kittens and all kinds of fun stuff. But we are trying to get a little bit back on schedule, especially with new movie coming out. So we are going to try to burn through the highlights of the news for the last few weeks. There wasn't really any, like, earth-shattering, like, single news items.
Really? No, I don't think there was anything really big unless I've completely forgotten anything.
It was just a bunch of...
It's mostly just been movie lead-up stuff.
Yeah, and a bunch of little things. The Hall of Fame vote is now live. It is a Google Docs link this time.
Which is different, but okay.
So if you go...
And it's mostly just voting for toys that have come out in the past year.
Well, there actually, some people have been pointing out, I haven't had a chance to look over it properly yet, but apparently some of the toys are toys that aren't even out yet. So
yeah, quite a few, or at least ones that I have not seen around here. They may all be out and I just haven't seen them, but yeah.
And like, who is your favorite of the 13?
Just like, yeah, that's kind of an interesting question.
I mean, I assume that leads into the next series being reportedly the 13 themed, which...
Yeah, well, I've heard that before.
Victory with
Remember
Baldwin's.
Aligned?
Yeah, but that kind of... It kind of was. I've been reading those novels lately, because I got a hold of some available ebook copies of them, and I've been reading through those. And, I mean, yeah, they're... Those novels are about the 13, but yeah, aligned kind of. The 13 were like background noise.
Aren't they also about like random Transformers? Thinking about Shockwave's surprised face.
For the most part, they're actually pretty decent. There is a point where there's something that refers to Shockwave's expression, and I'm like, yes, noted face haver Shockwave.
Yeah, the expression on his face. Yeah, it feels like, or at least from that bit you posted, it feels like it needed an editing pass or three.
Which, you know, is always something that hurts me a great deal as an unemployed editor. Also, just characters being only physically described in the absolute vaguest terms until Thundertron shows up like a Game of Thrones dinner, and it's all like just elaborate.
He's a smorgasbord. He mentions his peg leg, and does it mention the parrot?
No, I don't think he has a parrot in here. He does have a giant bird. One of the pirates is a giant bird.
Oh,
I'm like close to the end of the second novel. So those are relevant to the Star Seekers, which I believe are not going to come up in our shipping report because they are only... People are receiving them through online orders. Like, I got Filch from Pulse because she was a have-to-have. Some other people are getting them. Some people are actually getting them from the Walmart website, which is always roulette.
Yeah. Speaking of... My Thundertron with, Night Strike, the little white bat, who's named after the one from Robots in Disguise, and Calcitron showed up from Walmart.
Yes, so...
I just haven't opened it
yet. But yes, I guess we will get to there. We are not quite there yet, but on the subject of the 13, the 13 are part of the Hall of Fame vote, which does play into the rumors that they're going to be a big part of the next series. If you go to, I assume, their own social media, probably has links to it. I know TFU.info's social media has links to it. So find those on whatever social platform you are currently most comfortable with, and you can go and do some voting. There was the Tokyo Toy Show happened while we were taking a break.
Yeah.
There is a teaser for some kind of studio trigger thing, which is pretty exciting. Yeah, which,
it's exciting, but also hesitant, and we'll probably be very disappointed, since I'm guessing it's probably just going to be a short because of the 40th anniversary, animated by some people from Trigger, which most likely means the director of SSS Gridman, who's a massive Transformers fan. Well, a handful of the staff of Trigger are big Transformers fans, but he is gigantic. What was his name? Akira... Dang it, I have to look it up.
So we will see where that leads to. I mean, even just a little thing. I like to say that when I approach new Transformers media, I keep my hopes high and my expectations low. So
Akira Amemiya.
So hopefully this will be a lot of fun, even if it's just a very short thing.
Okay, here's the thing. Going back to Gridman, there was was it Ultraman anniversary? Maybe it was for the Gridman anniversary. There was a series of like animated shorts by various animators and things for a while. I forget what it was even called. But one of the ones was a tribute to the old Gridman show. And animated by the guy who ended up directing the Gridman show.
So yeah, I mean it's...
So it was like, that was like a 5-minute short that did lead to something.
It is possible.
So in theory...
I mean, it's not like...
Like in another 5 years, we might get SSSS Transformers, or the equivalent.
I mean, it's not like Takara is really doing much in the way of Transformers media these days, so...
No. It would be nice to, like, have an anime-animated Transformers again.
I mean...
Not that short CG thing to sell toys to Kingman the magazine, but like,
yeah, not go. I mean, I always care more about the writing above everything else. So if it's well written, which is what, you know, the Unicron trilogy stuff did not do as well at.
Yeah, was not. No, like yeah, Gridman, at least the first season, was well written. You can have good stuff, or like have it. Yeah. Co-written with some Americans or something, or just
Dinah Xenon.
Get James Roberts to pen a vague
they
script.
They do like him over there.
Go with that.
But I mean, Dinah Xenon was good. It just kind of felt like they used up all their biggest ideas and didn't know what to do with the second season.
But it's shockingly weird because I didn't find out until recent, or maybe I did when we were doing the podcast about it. We go back in our archives. We did podcasts about SSSS Gridman and Dinah Xenon. Yes. It was, the head writer was the same. I could have sworn. Like, it feels so much like it was handed off to a completely different writer, but it's like, no, same guy, same director. It's just,
it's a
from an S-tier anime to a B-tier
sequel. It's a thing with writing in general, where sometimes you have all these ideas that you've been saving up for a decade.
Yeah.
That you pour into something.
And then the sequel is like, you gotta do it quick in
and
a year.
Yeah.
And it's like the B stuff.
They're like, hey,
here's what I didn't use, and I have to string a story
together.
Yeah,
and you don't have that decade to let it stew. So, that's fine. That's understandable. There's also a bump of Chicken Optimus Prime to go with the bump of Chicken Bumblebee
again.
That some people were able to obtain.
Oh, yeah, that was like powder blue or something?
Yes,
that looked neat.
It was...
The Optimus Prime is... children's coloring book entry.
He does look fun. He looks fun.
Yeah. I'm kind of surprised, like, the color breakdowns of the mold works that way, unless there's a lot of paint.
I mean, that would be curious to know about, just for...
Because it's like left arm and right arm are different colors.
The technical...
Left leg and right leg, whatever.
Maybe they have it so those can be gated off for some reason, which is interesting. Maybe. I don't even know why you would set it up that way, but...
I mean,
I don't know.
I guess
maybe
if
there
something's
is paint.
Big enough, it might make sense, but it's still weird.
Yeah. There is also, they showed off the masterpiece God Bomber. Mm-hmm. Yep, it's God Bomber.
Sure, they made a God Bomber again. Okay. Is this like the third God Bomber? Counting the original?
I mean,
I think.
I don't know. I can't keep up with the stuff. I think there was one that was part of some thing. This is great. I'm so useful and knowledgeable on this.
I know,
subject.
It's just a thing.
Am I gonna have to go to the TF Wiki?
It's needy exists. Don't care.
Mostly, yeah, I'm just familiar with the re-releases they did and the burning one and now I gotta look it up. Yes, there was a Legends one. So there was the original.
Okay, so this is basically probably just a redeco or a remold of the Legends one, maybe?
No, I'm pretty sure this is just a Masterpiece one.
Oh, it's for the Masterpiece. See, I didn't even pay enough attention because I don't care about God Bomber.
But yes, in 2017, there was a new mold that was God Bomber.
It's a Masterpiece. Yay.
In Legends. And yes, now there's Masterpiece MPG-14. He also comes with little tiny Headmaster kiddos.
Oh.
So he's got like a little tiny... They're painted though, which is nice. They're not just like single color slugs. But there's little Shuta and Cab and Minerva. So those are cute. I'm still very fond of the clip from the Master Force dub where Jin Rai points out that his name is Optimus Prime because he's Japanese.
Yes.
So yeah, that is one of those things that is, I'm sure, very exciting for people who are big on all the Japanese exclusive stuff and the Japanese exclusive characters. Master Force was a pretty good series. God Bomber wasn't really a character, but, you know, you have to... It's like Victory Leo. You have to have it so you can form the super robot.
Yes.
Now I'm referring to Victory Leo as it, which seems unreasonably cruel to Victory Leo.
He becomes Boots.
Yeah, but he's a guy. He's an angry guy. He's an angry cat guy.
I guess he's more important than God Bomber.
He is a character. I'm not... Now, Master Force, I've been going through and watching, like, properly sitting down and watching Headmasters, now that I have that DVD set with the dub. Master Force will be up next. I'm not clear at this point on whether God Bomber is actually a sentient being, so that is something I will be interested in having cleared up, whereas I know that Victory Leo is a sentient being.
Yeah, well, he doesn't have, a Power Master or anything to connect to him, so presumably he's just there.
He's just armor. He's not a person. He's not people. But anyway, that's the sort of thing that is going to be very exciting for a very specific segment of the fandom. Also exciting to someone is the Takara Tomy Synergex. Or Synergenex. There are various crossovers. There's the Godzilla X Transformers one.
Yeah, I almost thought that was a joke when I first saw it, because it's so basic looking.
It's kind of low
it's
effort.
It's disappointing?
It's a little disappointingly low effort. Apparently the Laser Optimus is Kiryu?
Yeah, that's the...
Like...
2010s Mechagodzilla.
The more recent Mechagodzilla. And then I just think that they Megatron Godzilla at least needs some blue spines.
Yeah, well,
I realize the transformation hinge is right there in the way, but I don't know.
Yeah, in the back, you could put on the legs or some attachment you could take off or something. The head is neat, although it kind of looks more like Sludge than Megatron, but... Like, there's, no remolding other than the heads.
Your toy engineers, figure some stuff out.
Yeah, it's... Part of the problem is, Kiryu, he's a silver Mechagodzilla. Godzilla, he's a solid color, charcoal, black, gray thing. Mm-hmm. So there's not a lot of highlights you could have on the toy, really. They're mainly one color.
There is also the...
But somehow they're even more disappointing. I mean, although they tried to throw colors on the Optimus, there's green on the trailer. Why? I don't know. It's just... There's very weird.
There's also the Zoids crossover one, which turns into like one of the Liger kind of Zoid things, and it comes with a Diaclone driver.
That's an entirely new mold.
That is
for Zoids.
That's where all their effort went, I think.
Yeah, apparently.
That is where all their effort went, which, fair. They care about Zoids. My millennial coworker cares about Zoids, so maybe that is...
It just, like the idea of a Transformers and a Godzilla crossover has been in a, like, back of my mind for decades, and this is what we finally get? It's just so disappointing.
Mm-hmm. As a,
to the point that, like, they shouldn't have bothered.
As a brief aside about my millennial coworker, I was explaining the packaging for the Death's Head Marvel Legends toy, and I had to explain to him that there was a time when we had trading cards that did not have a game attached to them.
Yeah.
The card was just a little piece of art. It wasn't, like, part of a game. Because all he understands is trading cards that are a game. So also there are
Well, you'd have to explain baseball cards to him first to make him understand.
I suppose that's the precursor. There are the Spider-Man Zoids, which we brought up before, I think.
Yeah, which is
briefly as a rumor.
Which it was announced before. It's a Spider Zoid with a Spider-Man riding on top of it, and it looks way cooler than the Godzilla Transformers.
Importantly, for a Transformers fandom, there is a black costume version.
Yes.
So
so you can have Spider-Man in black costume riding a black spider Zoid attacking Godzilla Grimlock, or Godzilla Grimlock Megatron.
So, also, before we leave Japan, announced that Optimus Prime Netsuke... if you are incredibly loaded, and everyone who saw these was like, that's ridiculously expensive, but it's
too expensive, but it's really neat. Like Netsuke are like these little miniature sculptures that you would wear in a kimono.
Yeah, I mean, they're basically
attach a thing on
status jewelry. They are a status piece. So yes, it's extremely expensive.
It's really cool. It's way too expensive.
660,000 yen, which I think,
is.
I was gonna say, is that like $5,000 or something? Something in that ballpark.
Under 5,000, yeah.
With the conversion rate being currently what it is.
It's way too much. I mean, if it was 500, I could kind of perfectly understand. 5,000? Is it made of gold?
I think it's made of silver, and it is, like, individually handmade.
Oh, that... What? Huh.
Like, they're art pieces.
Okay.
So, it is really just very interesting that they decided to do an Optimus Prime one.
It is really pretty, it's a lot.
So, moving on from Japan now, someone found that there's a trademark for Transformers Cyberworld. There's no information available yet, except that there is animation and toy line planned for Q3 2025. So this is probably whatever is going to replace or follow up on Earthspark, but again... No further information. I have a little tortoise shell who has suddenly decided that my laptop needs to be her place now. Hi, Maddie. I'm looking at our notes. I'm trying to put things into some kind of like logical progression. So I will go ahead and say we don't normally do a lot of third party news, but Iron Factory, Death Cobra, their pictures.
We didn't used to do
great.
Any. And then we went to a convention and bought some third party, including the...
I had some
yes,
third
Death Cobra
party
will
stuff
be part of the Leo Kaiser
prior
combiner.
Prior to that.
Yeah, it came up every once in a while.
He comes with Small Snake.
Yes.
He comes with Little Snack Buddy. He looks great, yeah. Continuing to pick those up even as it, seems... possible that we might get official American I'm calling them Breast Force. I don't care.
I mean, probably at some point again.
The more they try to call them other things, the worse I'm going to get. If they keep it up, if they keep up with this chest force nonsense, I'm calling it titty force next time. Bazonga force.
Yeah, we might eventually get breast force from Hasbro, but
yes, but still, the Iron Factory ones.
We did once, kind of.
I like Iron Factory.
Iron Factory guys, they're small, they're fun.
Iron Factory and Mastermind Creations always do reliably pretty solid stuff.
Yeah.
Although,
their drill horn, like, the head transformation is a little weird. It keeps popping off anytime I try to do it, but works.
Also, speaking of fan creations, Simon Furman and Andrew Wildman have a podcast now.
Yes, we have competition from Simon Furman. Have you listened to it?
Well,
I did not.
Not yet. Oh. I've been catching up on everything, but I do plan to because I need more. You know, between Triple Takeover and Repugnus's thing, and I don't get enough British people talking about Transformers in my daily commute.
I don't get.
No, I have
any,
a lot of British people. There's lots of British fans doing podcasts.
I mean, I am amused by British voices. I just don't listen to them. When do I listen? I think there's like one currently.
So that is a thing. It is specifically about the history of them working on Transformers comics.
Yay! Is it anywhere other than iTunes?
Probably.
Hopefully, so I can listen to it.
You'll have to check on that, because...
What is it actually called?
It is... Man, it is 1 a.m., and I'm blanking out, and I have a little torty aggressively rubbing up against my arm. And I should know, because it's something that's, like, very... them... The rest is giant robots, is what it's called.
Ah.
You looking that up?
I'm trying to look right now. Well, first I was looking up the name of the podcast. Let's see if it's anywhere else.
This is a very sweet
Apple
torty, and someone
speaker,
needs to adopt her.
I Heart UK Radio? Oh, they have a Patreon. There we go.
Ooh.
If they're smart,
God, I just want to give all my money to people's Patreons. I threw a bunch of money into Ko-fi or Ko-fi or however it's pronounced for British Transformers fanzines recently. Mm. So that's cool. I don't need food. I'll just eat ramen. Go back to eating the cheap ramen so I can just get British Transformers fanzines. Hmm. So yes, that is a thing.
Oh, yay. I can download it off their Patreon. Yay, I need to follow.
Our last couple things to talk about are video game related. There has constantly been murmuring, and in fact there was, like, just in the past week, a controversial engagement bait post claiming to have news that the Transformers games, War for Cybertron, Fall of Cybertron, and Devastation were going live on Xbox Live. That is not true yet.
Yeah, those specific games probably not, but like this
vague rumors have
been rumbling around for a while.
Well, the thing is, you know, Activision is owned by Microsoft now.
Yeah.
So that's a big part of it. And apparently, this is more confirmed, the Steam CD keys for the games were updated recently, like in the past couple weeks. Also, there have been some ratings with the Australian Game Rating Authority for two possible new games from Microsoft, which rules out some of the other games that we know about.
Yeah, like the one that just came, or is it still coming out? The Transformers Galactic Trials, which is the racing game, which is going to be on...
Yeah. Which I believe is not from
PlayStation
Microsoft.
4, PlayStation 5, Xbox, Switch,
The fact that this is specifically from Microsoft does sound like it may be a re-release of the Activision stuff. I will say I could not get a firm answer from anybody, so I did my own experimentation, and I got a copy of Transformers Devastation for Xbox One transferred from a local GameStop to my GameStop. I picked that up today, and I can confirm that if you stick it in a Series X, because you love that physical media, it does download a little backward compatibility update and says you're good to play.
Yay.
Which is good, because I could not get a solid answer, including, like, from the resources that the GameStop employees usually use to look these things up, about whether that backward compatibility is available. That doesn't necessarily prove anything, but it could, you know, that does mean that they've still got those updates sitting out there on the server. So that, you know, that compatibility is available for the more current hardware. Yeah. So keep watching, keep an eye out. One of my favorite booths at the flea market that just closed just opened up a brick and mortar store. And they had Fall of Cybertron and War for Cybertron for like $50 and $65 respectively.
Ooh, I mean,
and their prices are good too. So if they have it for that much, it actually
probably goes like $80 or more on eBay.
Yeah, their prices tend to be very good. So
those are really fun. The single player was good, but man, the online of those games was really fun.
So
for someone who hates a lot of online games, they were fun.
The collectible market for those games is pretty robust. So, yeah, hopefully, you know, fingers crossed. Again, like I said, Activision is owned by Microsoft. So if they're going to show up anywhere, it's going to be Xbox and or something for PC like Steam.
Yeah.
So we can move on to the shipping report, which actually doesn't have a whole lot to report. There's just lots of Transformers 1 stuff showing up.
Yeah, things are just finally showing up. Well, a lot of Transformers 1 stuff. Like, you could get at least 3 different kinds of Optimus Prime.
Yes. There's the Studio Series.
Yeah, there's the Studio Series, there's the Warrior,
and there's
whatever the other one.
Main line, which I think is what most people are calling
it. Isn't there,
like a bigger
for kids one?
Yeah, but not like, it's one of the like sort of big chunky.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's
a third Optimus.
5 of those. So yeah, nothing like I did say earlier. You said you got Thundertron and his crew.
Yes.
From actual Walmart.
Shipped from Walmart.
So those are actually showing up in their distribution centers, at least, or at least their online retail distribution. So fingers crossed, those will actually show up soon, and fingers crossed, people will actually be able to get a hold of whoever they want to. But, you know, Filch, she's great.
Yeah. Hopefully it'll be fun to see her.
I think we'll probably start to see more new toys pop up as the holiday stock starts rolling in. And I think that's starting up. I know at my stores, they're moving stuff around and starting to get ready. As far as the, like, remainder market, I'm gonna say, because I'm a bookstore person, a lot of Marvel Legends stuff has suddenly started showing up at Ollie's. So there may be some Transformers stuff. I mean, basically it sounds like Hasbro is starting to dump whatever old stock into those secondary channels. So you may want to keep an ear to the ground for stuff showing up at Ollie's or Ross. There were the second wave, the later wave Beast Wars reissues also showing up at Ollie's. So your Wolfang, retracts, some of the basic size ones. So if you missed out on those, or you just didn't feel like paying $20 for what was originally a $5 toy, check out Ollie's, because they are starting to get all that stuff in. So yeah, our main discussion for this week is movie stuff, because the movie is coming out next week. It actually...
Wait, next week? I thought it was the 20th? Wait, when...
You know, so, I don't know what week this is. It is week after next. Well, whenever
this episode comes out.
But, yes. So, that is coming up soon, and all the merch is starting to show up. It's sooner than I thought. Okay. So, here's the thing. The original release date was the 20th.
Oh, okay.
And because that's a Friday, what that means effectively is that it starts on the Thursday... So that's the 19th, which is my birthday. And I was like, cool, it comes out on my birthday. Except now they're doing all these early showings. If you look around, I mean, even apart from all the fan showings that everyone we know on the internet has been going to, there is a fan event showing on the...
Which mostly seem to be in the UK.
Yeah, there's a bunch in the US too, but like in actual cities.
Tickets are the 14th. Like, damn it.
Like, I don't miss living in an actual city enough. But, yeah, there is also a fan event for the 14th. But the 14th is not my birthday. I'm not going to go see it on the 14th because that's not my birthday. I'm going to go see it on my birthday. So, yes, if you were not aware... look online, there is, it's definitely more widespread. There were some that were an okay distance from me, and I'm out in the middle of nowhere. So it's definitely worth looking and seeing if it's within an acceptable drive. If you absolutely cannot wait until the actual release and you want to see it on the 14th, it sounds like some theater chains may have some special merch for that showing. I mean, I think they're, like, maybe handing out reprints of the reprints of the Marvel Transformers number one. Just, like, great, I have an original, thanks. But yeah, that's worth looking into if you want to see it early, because everyone else seems to have already seen it early, even though it's not my birthday yet. So yeah, there are early access and fan event showings. There are popcorn buckets showing up. One of them has a lanyard. I don't know, like,
The Bumblebee
why
head one?
You're wearing the popcorn bucket around your neck. Like, well, is it that much
lose
popcorn?
It.
There's the one. Why does this one have popcorn coming out of Orion Pax's head? I don't the popcorn. I don't get the pop. I mean, I do get the popcorn bucket thing because
there were like leaked images of like a giant Optimus, like with a giant chubby torso, like he was Energon Prime. I don't think I've seen that actually come out as a popcorn bucket.
I mean, I realize what the point is, and the point is they want to drive, like, social media engagement. I worked at a Starbucks. I know what the point is of releasing products that only exist for people to take pictures of on Instagram, so...
Yeah, but, like, you'd think they would have caught the wave of After Dune and Deadpool of, can you fuck the popcorn bucket?
No, but that's not appropriate.
I know.
It's not appropriate in this context.
I know it's not, but they failed that marketing possibility.
Tarn isn't even in this movie.
Well, Starscream
There's
is?
Also, like, a fleece blanket. I guess that's true. Starscream is in it. Which I guess the fleece blanket is for if the theater has their AC up too high, which is occasionally a concern.
I could use a fleece blanket. I got a fleece blanket for the first live-action Transformers movie.
But yeah, Cinemark has all of their merch up. I'm sure at this point AMC. Now I gotta look it up. AMC Theaters. Do check it out. It's like, hey, you should go to this theater. We got a merchandise. But anyway, yes, all of that wacky stuff is starting to show up. So check that out on the internet. As I shoo cats away from my microphone cable. But yeah, there's Lunchables that are branded. There's Halloween costumes. There is a Halloween costume Matrix prop, which may or may not be a fire hazard. It sounds like some people who ordered them or pre-ordered them on Amazon had the orders canceled, and they got some message from like the Amazon safety email. So it sounds like there may have been a recall on some of them, but other people did get them. They're apparently very bright. But we will see if, you know, when those start showing up in stores in the next week or two, once all the back to school stuff clears out of the seasonal area and the Halloween costumes take over. But yeah, lots of merch. Just I'm curious to see how the merch goes. I'm curious to see if we get like Loungefly bags and all of that normal level of merch happenings. Taking a look on AMC, but they've just got lots of Beetlejuice stuff up right now. So it may be another week or so before we see all their merch stuff show up for Transformers 1. But I'm sure we'll get more than just a Bumblebee popcorn bucket that apparently doubles as a handbag. I would totally, like, carry my wallet and earbuds and stuff around and in a Bumblebee head handbag. So yeah, I think that is about it for this time. By the next time we record, we will have seen Transformers 1.
Yes.
And since I, for one, picked up COVID seeing Deadpool and Wolverine, hopefully I will not repeat that performance with Transformers 1. But yeah, that, like I said, if you are not placeholding a specific special date for it like I am, look into those early screenings so you too can jump into your friend's spoiler chats where the friends who live in, like, New York and LA have been talking about it for a month now. Everybody seems to be really positive about it. I have resisted the urge to ask anyone we know who's already seen it if Bumblebee loses his voice. But I'm tempted. I'm tempted to just see if I can get that reassurance that that doesn't happen.
Maybe he might like that? Like, there was another clip that came out of, like, Alita 1 and Bumblebee talking, and it was mostly Bumblebee talking and explaining that his name is Badassatron, and he kept saying Badassatron over and over. To the point where it's like, ooh, is this foreshadowing that he's going to lose his voice at the end and I might be happy about it?
So you're sticking with the theory that they're making him really obnoxious, so you want him to lose his voice?
Kinda?
Fair enough.
It's kind of
fair
annoying.
Enough.
It's like, wait, who the fuck was voicing him?
I would probably hate that. So, isn't it Keegan-Michael Key?
Yes. Yes, Keegan-Michael Key. My brain always mixes up which one's Key and Peele because I didn't watch enough of that show. I saw a couple sketches. I forget who was who. One of them makes good horror movies, and the other one now voices Bumblebee.
It's Bumblebee. It's the good half and the dark half.
Yes. Right,
so that is it. I'm looking forward to seeing the movie. I guess, depending on how the news goes next week, we might pop in for a quick episode before the movie happens, but we'll have to see how
unless there's anything big and important.
Desperately ill stray rescue kittens situation is going. Speaking of, I have to go try to coerce a baby Tuxie into actually eating some food for me. So, That is
oh, yeah,
it
I have
for
to
this
go give,
episode.
Medicine to a cat myself.
Yeah, it's fun. It's great. Life is great.
He's reasonably good about it. Like cleaning his injured foot is not fun, though.
Oh, that's no fun. All right. Well, until we next get around to recording, which should hopefully be in 2 weeks, and not a month like this time.
Yeah. No. Oh, it has been. Yeah. Post con stuff. We're just kind of so much stuff has caught up with us and sickness.
Yeah.
And kittens.
Yeah. First COVID. So I should mention that we have a Patreon set up to help with our hosting and other expenses at patreon.com/iaconunderground. For September, I am going to make everyone watch War Dawn, because War Dawn is great. It's got the aerial bots. They're the best. They are the best, and also there's some guy named, like, Pax something or other, and I think there's some other characters that may be in also this movie that we're gonna see.
We get to see Dion on the big screen!
Yes! Oh, man. That would be hilarious.
Or Dion. Oh, it would be funny it's if Dion. He's, like, a high and die cameo.
That would be pretty great. So, yeah, that is our Patreon. We do special episodes every month. We also have our Stasis Pod podcast, which you're probably familiar with. We have started doing Cyberverse now. So that is a great jumping on point if maybe you didn't know us before the last few months, but you also didn't want to jump in the middle of season 4 of Rescue Bots, which yeah. is understandable. You should definitely watch Rescue Bots, but I can maybe understand not jumping on in the middle there.
Yeah, well, the website has, like, convenient links to the beginning of various series we've gone through, so that helps.
But, yes.
Yeah, you can start now, although Cyberverse is a strange time to come into our lives.
It is a good, it's a good jumping on point, though. We are all over the social medias. I am Trickster with an X everywhere, T-R-I-X-T-E-R, except I am not on the Twitter anymore.
Oh.
So I am on Blue Sky, and I run the Retro.Pizza Mastodon server.
And I'm Strange F-O-U-R basically everywhere, too. I still use Twitter, kind of.
I just bought
mostly just
a
retweeting.
I just bought a domain to point to my NeoCities site. That is trickstersworkshop.net, where you can see my, like, EPUB of the Transformers Legends anthology and some extremely retro web design. So yeah, that is that. We'll wrap it up. I'm bad at wrapping things up. But until next time, this is Jen.
And I'm David. Thank you.